The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Nicole Brello, B-R-E-L-L-O, first name N-I-C-O-L-E. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates letterhead, file Streco space Brello space N. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 2-7-22, referring physician, there is no referring physician, leave that out. Performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 31-year-old female with history of inappropriate tachycardia for stress test on her beta blocker. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, correction. 31-year-old female with history of inappropriate tachycardia and prior abnormal and prior false positive ECG portion of treadmill stress testing. For evaluation on her beta blocker, metoprolol XL 12.5 milligrams. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, diffuse, non-specific SDT wave changes. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 70, period, baseline heart rate, colon 82 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercise for 11 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 172, parentheses, 91% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 160 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 27520, period. A new paragraph. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 12 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker, but with residual correction. Patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker, but with some residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. Patient had a final blood pressure 110 over 60 and heart rate of 109 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1.5 There was 1 to 1.5 millimeters of additional concave ST depression. In leads 2, 3, and AVF, which were less than 1.5 millimeters at 80 milliseconds past the J point and did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. Paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position, parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and good quality. New paragraph. Correction. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality for parasternal views and of good quality for apical views. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph. Post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph. Impression, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 12 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker, but with some residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate, with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation, wall motion exercise, no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.